This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, not necessarily tonight. I mean, this was a team that, you know, they went super small, played their guards, and applied you know, a lot of pressure on us. Obviously, that sped us up. They forced turnovers there in that fourth. We weren't able to execute, you know, with enough force. This was different than other games. You know, right now, I'm going with what I saw, you know, in the first three quarters. We've made some progress in the last 24 hours, you know, from our session last night and the shoot-around. And then we weren't able to sustain. You know, at that point, it was going to be have to be totally ugly. You know, and we just needed, you know, some more poise against that pressure. Whether we were in the post, we basically tried everything out of the menu in the fourth. Post ups, catch and shoots, pick and rolls. The pick and rolls, they're flattening all of those out. And we just didn't do things with enough force or poise. That'll be something that we can learn from. And then, you know, on the other end, it's not easy to do, but can we function at a high level defensively, which we're playing at a high level defensively for three quarters? Then it got really ugly offensively for us. And then we stopped doing the things defensively. I still don't know if that would have guaranteed it, but we fell apart defensively as well. You know, that we had a chance maybe to keep that thing closer to a 6-8 point game. It feels different than when it goes, you know, to 12 or 14. But I see a lot of positives that we can build on. It's not about moral victories, but right now we're trying to build this thing fast. You know, we'll just take our lessons from this and get ready for, tomorrow in Dallas.
Boy, the new Spo spin is what that's called, man. You might as well hear it here first. The Spo spin. And it's not a good one. You can play all the great defense you want. It doesn't matter when you score 8 points in an NBA quarter. I mean, I think the Heat have like, what, half of them in the league or maybe even more this year. Of quarters under 10 points. It's hard to imagine. Some you're talking about guys, and a lot of these guys have been great scorers in their life. And it was bad. By the way, Tyler Herro's back. Nice effort by him last night. It was important enough for that guy to play again. It's good to see. That stuff's good to see. You know, again, he wants to get his game going a little bit. He said it. Hey, I want to play before the All-Star game, get some playing in, but... it didn't help last night. Again, they get outscored. It's just some ugly numbers. The fourth quarter numbers. 3-for-18 from the field. 2-for-10 on three-point shots. 6 turnovers. And that 21-point lead they had in the second quarter disappeared. And that was it. And by the way, here pretty soon we got to start talking. I've been fairly nice about this, but Terry Rozier, what a horrible horrible trade that has been since picking him up. Now, I bring it up because when they were going, oh, you guys didn't make any major moves, you're going to run it back with the same guys, and what are you doing, Pat Riley? And, of course, that's when we usually, a lot of you like, Pat Riley's getting old, he's not the same Pat Riley now. And he goes, no. We made our move last year when we got Terry Rozier. Well, I don't think anybody likes this Terry Rozier. 12 points per game, 40% shooter from the field. Not very good. Jaime Jaquez, to be honest, is taking a drop in his game. So you can't have that after you lose Jimmy Butler and whatever happened there to him. And, of course, he's playing a lot better now in Golden State. Good to see them take a loss to Dallas last night. Speaking of Dallas, who the Miami Heat will play tonight. You just heard from Woody. But, yeah, man, that's just bad. And when I hear Spo now, think about this. When was the last time anybody can remember Spo's talking about, I'm just going to talk about the first three quarters and the way we played? Well, actually, we could do that in a lot of games this year because it's been the fourth quarter. This is not the first time you've been really bad in the fourth quarter. I mean, really bad. You got, again, you heard the numbers, 32-8. You're outscored. A 24-0 run. A 24-0 run. You don't score for almost 6 minutes. And OKC, of course, one of the better teams in the NBA, if not the best. We'll see once the playoffs get rolling and the experienced teams if they'll knock them out or not. But, boy, just a lot. And 25 and 27, 8th spot right now. And there's not much you can do. The only thing left now, you guys know this, the buyout, and everybody's trying to figure out who might get their contract bought out, and the Heat hoping, I'm sure, to jump all over that one and would love to get somebody that can come in and give them a chance. But right now, that play-in thing is looking like reality. And what would that be, a third straight year, Woody, we've been in the play-in? We had great success the first play-in, went all the way to the finals. The playoff Jimmy kicked in.
Yeah, the injury year.
Then we had the play-in Jimmy, who didn't play in the playoffs, but talked how he was going to beat all the teams, and we got knocked out right away. And
that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, that was. That was. But here we are, man. Yeah. Here we are looking.
This team should be competitive in the playoffs, right? I told you I don't know. Put it together.
How do you keep saying that?
Because I think this team should be competitive in the playoffs, Joe.
You got to score.
And if it's not, here's the other thing. Like, if it's not, you got a big problem because this is the core of guys that you've decided to roll with, right?
This is what you rolled with.
You didn't want to do the thing with Jimmy? Fine. I disagreed with that. I don't know where you stand on that. Doesn't matter
Jimmy.
Now, but
what about Jimmy?
Well,
he wanted out. He's gone. Go.
I know, but this is the lineup that you are left with, and this is essentially the core of guys that you've decided to roll with here. So, you know, between your young guys and, you know, Tyler and Bam, this is it, man.
All right, so
got to figure out a way to make this work.
Let's talk. We'll spend just a second on this. We got a lot of stuff.
You do agree that they're too good to be like a play-in.
I don't know how good they are.
The roster on paper is too good to be a 9 or 10 seed knocked out in the play-in or in the first round. They're just too good.
So let me ask you.
On paper, at least.
All right, while you're doing paper and all that paper stuff, that's great. Help me out with who's going to score in the playoffs in the fourth quarter. Who's going to make big shots for you in the fourth quarter in tight ball games? If Tyler's not the guy, it's not coming from Bam.
I agree with you.
16 points, 17 points tonight, Bam, like last night.
You just brought in Andrew Wiggins.
Okay, Andrew Wiggins
is not. You should be able to make an impact for you.
Andrew Wiggins is not taking over games offensively, in case you haven't watched him in Golden State.
Probably not, but you brought him in to help you out as a scorer. But,
no, listen, good player.
Hey, man, Tyler and Bam got to step up. Like, I don't know, you act like Tyler's not capable. You act like Bam's not capable.
Bam had 27 last night. 27.
Okay, so Bam. I'm talking big picture, like playoffs and all that. But yeah, like those guys should be capable. On paper, the Heat have a good enough roster where they should not be some play-in, you know, throwaway team.
Their success,
just my humble opinion, but
their success in the playoffs has been mostly the guy that we. Before last year,
Jimmy
we had
Butler,
it's been a guy that just.
They also were
out.
Very depleted last year in the playoffs when Jimmy went down.
No, they had a bunch of guys
injured. They were very
depleted.
I'm not
depleted. Just saying that, but I don't know, man. You
have
a lot of confidence.
That starting lineup they rolled out there last night is not a bad lineup, though, Joe.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if this thing is looking, and we still have a lot of games left, 30 games left in the season, but This thing's looking like you're going to play Cleveland or Boston in the first round. If you just want to look ahead of the play-in situation.
Yes, it does appear that way.
And you
bring
come on
Cleveland,
here.
Though. Yeah, Cleveland would be much better.
You keep coming on here and saying how, like, I'm not worried about how many games or if they have the best or second best record in basketball, we can beat them. And I'm thinking, well, I'm starting to look at the experience of this group of guys we have, and it's I don't see it. Is Terry Rozier all of a sudden going to get it back? And Jaime Jaquez, who also, by the way, has not been the same guy as a year ago. His minutes are down and scoring's down a little bit. So anyway, hey, I'm not trying to be a downer. I just reality last night. That was a
you are being a little bit of a downer. I just think on paper this team has a good a good core and a good roster. I think they have a deep roster, and I think they have one of the top coaches in the league. We should be able
to figure something out. The coach can't make
shots.
He
can't make shots.
I always love this when you said the coach can, like, yeah, he can flip.
So now the coach is meaningless. I mean, like, what are you doing to me this morning?
No, you still got to have players, man. You still got to have players.
Well, you're in a salty mood this
morning.
I'm not
salty, but you're just
pour salt in that coffee instead of sugar.
No, it was sweet this morning. But you're making it sound like all of a sudden everything's just hunky dory.
Hey, you make it sound like this team's a like trash lineup. I mean,
I didn't say trash. I said they got some good young players. But hey, you're the one always tells me. So you're the funny one. You're telling me you haven't seen Cleveland win with all the talented guys because they haven't done it in the playoffs. And I'm looking, going, that's a funny topic. How many of our guys have had with all these young guys have had?
None.
Well,
Bam.
Bam and Tyler a little bit have been through it a little bit.
Tyler was hurt that entire finals run, wasn't he?
Well,
if I recall.
Last year or year before?
I think it was the year before,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, no, Tyler's had
his
injury
missed that whole
problems.
Thing.
Hey, man, he's healthy and made a great effort last night to come back. Hey,
I'm just trying to be positive on this Heat team here, man. They're like they're at the All-Star break, essentially, like – you know, we got time. We got time for things to mesh.
Well, it'd be nice to try to get one in Dallas while those guys are a little down and out, although they got a great effort last night from Kyrie Irving, who just said enough's enough, put that team on his back last night to get a win over the Golden State Jimmy Butler stroke job that's going on in the NBA national shows right now. So good to see that slow down a little bit. For me, it was at least. We've got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff because we always have a lot of Dolphin stuff because we're not going to stop till we get this thing figured out, man. We are not going to stop. By the way, why did you do it to me, Woody?
What's the problem?
I read the Tyreek deposition. Why? Why did the Miami Herald's got everything?
He's got
so
a lot of stuff going on.
You
huh?
go. So I'm reading about the OnlyFans model and like I'm convinced. Like Tyreek sometimes talks.
You're at OnlyFans model now. That's all you're going to say, right?
I'm not going to say.
Did you get in trouble for that other thing?
No, I didn't get in trouble. I didn't say anything. She's the one that said she's 6'1", 250. It's on the stuff. I'm 6'1", 250. I make a lot of money doing. What do you call it? Large women stuff. Anyway.
Large women stuff?
Well, large women clothes.
That's what
and
she
stuff.
Makes money
I
doing?
Yeah.
Is she a competitive eater? Like, what is she? What are you talking about?
I didn't say that. She got 2 million followers. She's doing something and making money. She's, you know.
She's doing something.
Well, she's like, there's a market.
Doing?
There's a market for everything. Will you shut up? You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're trying to get me in trouble. By the way, you don't want me to go because you'll be with me there, pal. We'll be going out that door together. We'll be fat-shamed right out of jobs together. Although, why you're trying to get me in trouble here this morning. So I'm reading this stuff about Tyreek, and I just shake my head like he doesn't think. He gets in front, and the attorneys are going back and forth asking any questions, and he's just open about it. Yeah, you know, I kind of want, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, Tyreek. Did he think this stuff wasn't going to get out? I feel badly for his wife. She's hanging in there. Oh, you know, we weren't married, and we were up and down at that point, and we weren't sure where the relationship was going. I'm like, Tyreek, man. I mean, we got play-by-play of the 2 days of what was going on besides her injury, and I was like, geez. There's got to be, I don't know, man, there's got to be a little common sense around you before you just decide to say things, and you go, I was emotional, or, you know, like, or I didn't think it was going to get out, or whatever you're thinking. Somebody, please, around Tyreek, please, somebody around him. help him to just be a little more functional in the offseason, a little bit more, since he's going to be with the Miami Dolphins, just so we can focus on the football and not OnlyFans models.
You got to admit, that story is kind of funny, though, right?
I have laughed, yes. I've had some good
laughs. He breaks her leg. He piggybacks her up to the bedroom.
Which I got to get a vision.
Then he bangs
of.
Her.
I'm trying to get the vision of him. He decides after he knocks her down.
He's not a big guy. I don't know. What does Tyreek weigh? He's got, 200 pounds?
Maybe. And he puts this woman, who claims to be 6'1", 250.
And did he have the wrist
puts her
issue
on the
then
back.
Or no? That was no,
I'm
no
not,
wrist,
I'm
right?
not sure if he got hurt after that. But he goes up the stairs. And
you saw those legs. That's a lot to carry.
And then she goes, she says, he comforted me with sex at night, and they go, was that it? She goes, no, we did it again in the morning, too.
That's the cure for a broken leg, bro.
Jeez, God. You can't make this stuff up. We've had a couple of stories here recently with two of our best players. Like, you can't make some of this stuff up. You really can't, man. You just, like, I don't know. Is he walking around like, it's normal, man. We're good. I'm happy. Everything's great. All right. I'd have paid her ass off and just go away so I don't have to throw this in everybody's face that I love, from my job and my employer to my wife. How about that for starters? All right. Hey, listen.
I'm just trying to picture him carrying her up the stairs back.
I think everybody kind of like
throws her on the bed.
Puts her on the back and throws her on the bed.
Did he give her some Advil first? Like,
I don't know.
For the broken leg?
I don't know if he went extra strong on the aspirin or not. But that'd be a good one. Hey, Woody, we've got more stuff to get to as Brian Baldinger is going to join us this morning. Baldy will go around the National Football League. Got a lot of stuff. Kind of wrap up Kansas City and Philly. Trying to figure out, can we look kind of like Philly? We're all kind of curious if we can look a little bit like Philly. Now Philly is the model team everybody's looking at. Young, well balanced. How many guys can they keep? Are they set to make another run? Where'd they win the game? And so we'll talk to Baldy about some of that stuff coming up. But first, I want to take a second to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. Speaking of all the Tyreek stuff, man, I just want to talk about my Atlantic Men's Clinic and how great it was for me, not only Low T, but ED, and if you're going through it. And so I was shocked the numbers, like early 40s, 50s, half the men in their 50s have ED and Low T. That's a little scary. 60. But sooner or later, it happens to everybody. So if you're going through it right now, you're not alone. Anybody laughing at you, I don't want you to think some guy's going to live 70 or 80 years and never go through low T and ED. They have it, and there's a chance they've had it for a long time. From your energy level to not sleeping well, to find yourself half-depressed sometimes, just in a funk, and now all of a sudden, because you don't work out, you're on the couch more, you started to gain some weight, you're looking at that belly, you're not happy with that, sex drive is gone and been gone for a while. Atlantic Men's Clinic says it's normal, as they told me. It's not a problem. We fix it. This is what we take care of, low T and ED. Nobody does it professionally the way we do it. Police the program to make sure it's a safe way and you get the best results. That's why I tell everybody, Atlantic Men's Clinic's at a different level, man. They are at a different level. I want you, if you're going through it, I went through it 10 months ago. It's been long gone for a long time. ED and low T, yes, I had them. And I want to let you know, you get the T, the PSA test, you meet with their professionals, you get the results, you go through everything, and then bam, put you on a program and you're off and running, and I mean in a good way quickly. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. We got more on the way, 877-455-7300. That first appointment, the most important one to set up. If it's something you're going through and you want to change it and you want to enjoy the rest of your life more all around, have more energy, be more active on the weekends, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Hope everybody's had a good week so far, coming off the blowout of the Super Bowl last night, the Heat. With Tyler Herro back, he was able to play last night through that stomach flu. A lot of guys did miss the game last night. Had a nice 21-point lead, only to get outscored 32-8. Another 8-point quarter for the Miami Heat. As just a ugly fourth quarter of basketball, 3 of 18, had a 21-point lead in the second, playing great, and it just kind of fell apart in that fourth quarter. All the way around, we'll hear from Spo coming up here, and we'll talk to hear what he had to say about everything offensively and defensively, and that collapse and everything else. We got a lot of Dolphins stuff to get to. We got some Roger Goodell stuff to get to as well. Including Roger Goodell, man, looking to make some changes. He's not going to sit still. He is going to push. He's going to push it till he gets some things that he wants. We're going to come back and talk about some of those things and get you caught up with some of that. A lot of Dolphin stuff. Kim Bocamper will be joining us. The big fella's on his way in. We're hoping to have Jalen Rivers, former Canes offensive lineman, and hopefully I can say a future Miami Dolphin, because be great to see him on that offensive line out of the Miami, from the Miami Hurricanes. Pete Prisco also going to join us. So we got a lot of stuff coming up here. We're going to get all caught up here. We have to have a quick one. We had a long interview there early on with Brian Baldinger, so we got to get caught up on some things here. But we do have crazy stuff going on. Just the Tyreek stuff is just it's incredible. You know, I don't usually. I go, look, man, it's just about what you do on the field. Not everybody's going to be what you like. Not everybody's going to be a walking role model. But some of this Tyreek stuff is just incredible, especially this latest lawsuit going on with this OnlyFans model. Incredible stuff. The Miami Herald's been all over it with this stuff. It's just crazy. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yeah, before we hit this 7 o'clock hour, love talking about great products, the 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. The all-new Equinox is fantastic. It's got everything you need for an SUV. I'm telling you right now, eye-catching exterior. You've got just a fully loaded SUV with all the smart style stuff that you need. And then I go right over to the 2025 Traverse because I just took it for a test drive before I got the Tahoe. Man, I got to tell you, it is got so much space for an SUV. For a midsize SUV, it's hard to imagine anything having more space than that. And plenty of room for the cargo. Not just the family, but the cargo, anything you're traveling with, it's ready to go. It's got the turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Also, gets better performance and efficiency than the previous V6 that it had. Check out legendary trucks like the Silverado. Four different powerful engines for you. Really comes down to what kind of work when you need your Silverado truck. Is it a heavy lifting truck, pulling a lot of heavy items? Man, if you are, we got that Silverado truck for you. And if you're looking for a family truck or a combo truck, Silverado is like they make a custom-made truck perfect for your lifestyle. You got to check it out. And, of course, the Tahoes, the new Tahoes are out in 2025. They are roomy. They are fun to drive. And if space is important to you and your family, it is hard to imagine you could find anything that's got the space at the price you can get the new Tahoe for. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.